$7.99. Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the State of Oregon on behalf of Portland State University to provide selected students with the opportunity to earn scholarships and stipends while working at the Bureau of Development Services for $51,885.
Thank you, Mayor. The Bureau of Development Services is working hard, period. They're also working hard to increase the diversity of its workforce and better reflect the demographics of the community we serve. And part of that work is finding valuable partners such as Portland State University. The Bureau of Development Services is made up of building inspectors, architects, engineers, plans examiners, and urban planners. Communities of color are historically underrepresented in these fields. This intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University is a step towards building a stronger partnership between the city and PSU to move toward getting more students of color into the urban planning profession and getting them the valuable work experience they need prior to graduation, all while assisting the Bureau of Development Services with their high volume of work. So it is a true win-win in my book. I'll now turn it over to Rebecca Esau, who is Manager of Land Use Services Division at BDS, and Jennifer Dill, PSU professor and director of the Nohad A. Toulon School of Urban Studies and Planning, for some details. Rebecca?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. The urban planning profession is not very diverse. Communities of color have been historically underrepresented in the planning profession. According to the 2010 census, 81% of American planners are white, and according to the American Planning Association reported in 2013 that only 16% of its members identify as racial minorities. We want the workforce at BDS to reflect the community that we serve, and getting more students of color into the planning profession is part of that goal. BDS is developing a multi-pronged approach to address this issue with some short and long-term strategies. Long-term strategies include sowing the seeds early by getting our staff out to schools and talk to kids to get them interested and aware of the career opportunities in urban planning, architecture, engineering, et cetera. And we also participate in the Architects in Schools programs. One of the more short-term strategies is the IGA before you today to partner with PSU and their Diversity Scholarship and Stipend Program. This program seeks to get students of color into PSU's urban planning program. In exchange for paying into the scholarship and stipend fund at PSU, BDS would get 3 part-time interns each year. This would give these students valuable work experience prior to graduation, which would help them compete at jobs for BDS, at BDS and BPS, as well as other planning offices in the metro area. For BDS, the source of funding for this IGA is revenue from land use services fees. It's not coming from the general fund. I wanted to make that clear. Also, PSU is contributing to the tuitions for these students in this program, so they have a financial stake in it as well. The ordinance before you, it gives the BDS director the authority to renew the IGA for 3 years, and we think it's going to be a great investment for both PSU as well as for BDS in helping us get our work done and improving our diversity. And just a quick thank you to others who've been involved with us in this project. BDS Director Paul Scarlett and I met with Connie Ozawa from PSU many months ago starting this discussion. She's out on sabbatical, so she couldn't be here today. So thanks to them and also to Ross Jonak on my staff and Elshad Hajiev who helped with getting all these documents finalized. This is a new pilot, and we hope that it's going to be the model for other projects similar to this in the future. And thanks to our commissioner for your support. So, Jennifer, anything more you'd like to add?
Sure, Mayor, council members, I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. So each year, our nationally ranked master's program, we graduate about 35 to 40 students each year, professionals who then enter the field of urban or regional planning. And about two-thirds of our graduates remain in the Portland area. 80% of them remain in the Northwest. But we, like many other programs throughout the country, are really trying to make some efforts to improve the diversity of our student body. We've made a big commitment to this over the past few years. And for many of our students, really the biggest barrier is financial. And therefore, one of our most effective programs that we implemented starting about 5 years ago is our Portland Planning Diversity Award program, where we are reaching out and recruiting diverse students and providing tuition and stipend support. So we're very excited about partnering with the Bureau of Development Services to help support and expand this program in the coming years. We do view this as a partnership, and expanding and collaborating on some of the future efforts that were mentioned in terms of outreach at other levels of students, elementary, et cetera, about planning. We are, as was mentioned, we're contributing over $26,000 from our budget for tuition for these students, and we are definitely very committed to improving the diversity of our students and also providing an environment where they learn how to plan for just, equitable, and diverse communities. And this partnership is going to be a great way to continue and expand that work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Great presentation. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you so much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
Yes, I'd like to.
Come on up, please.
I can say this because I am
graduated from PSU in 1991.
Put your name in the record.
Oh, Shedrick Wilkins. I have a degree from PSU in electrical engineering from 1991. When I was a student there, I thought PSU was very class-oriented. Most of the people I went to school were middle to upper class, middle class. One of my co-students, actually, his father was a millionaire, his mother was a doctor. I was a first-generation student, and it was very difficult. And if I had not gone in the Army, I would not have graduated from PSU. It was too rough. And sometimes I regret going to PSU. I wish I had gone to Mount Hood Community College for a two-year program at one-third the cost. This is a good program because I do believe it's even worse that sometimes people who are of different races don't have the exposure that, like she said, about typically the student is a white Caucasian student. It's not fair, and any student at PSU needs every encouragement they get, because when I was going to school, it's like you're going with these middle upper class students. Why am I here? It's not fair.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. So this ordinance passes to second reading. It'll come back for approval on our next week's calendar, but thank you for good work.
Aye. Thank you.